this.
Just over the head, and it's
Radio.Dominican.edu, live from the Conlin Center, worldwide. Another broadcast of NC2A basketball with the Penguins from Dominican University of California. Starting lineups now for the Red Storm. Dixie State comes in 12-1, 2-0 in conference. Head coach is Angela Christensen, assisted by Lene Larson. Number five is Chanel Maxey, a 5'10 sophomore out of Anaheim. Number 12 is Sheila Adams, a 5'6 junior out of Layton, Utah. Number 23 is Jonna Brown, the 6-foot sophomore out of Las Vegas. Number 32 is Breanne Hill, a 5'10 senior out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And Erica Carlson, number 34, a 6'4 senior out of Tucson, Arizona. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers in her fourth season, she's assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1 sophomore out of Fremont. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8 senior out of Novato. Number 32 is Rocky Raquel Gomes, a 5'10 senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 33 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10 sophomore out of Novato. And number 44, Shauna Bryant, the 5'11 senior out of Ripon. To my left is the 6'9, 280-pound Piob sitting in. Piob, what do you think about tonight's game? Red House, Red Storm in our house, 2-0. Penguins so far, 1-3 in conference, got that first conference victory. You've been doing a lot of research on tonight's teams. What do you say?
Mic on?
Well, I've been doing a lot of scouting, Stu, and that trip to Hawaii must have brought a lot of heads to the building because we got a packed house here in the Conlin Center. And you know what? I did a lot of scouting for the Penguin squad and the players to watch for the Penguins. Number one's got to be Stephanie Carnes, and she is number one. She scored 8 points in Friday's loss against Hawaii Pacific University. And Carnes' 8 points started the Penguins' 21-7 run. That's a big run after being down by 24. But the number two player to watch got to be Kelsey Janowska. She had 14 points and is the veteran for the Penguins and then needs to lead the team.
That must be your nickname for Janish.
Janish.
Dixie got the tip out, moving from our left to right. Driving it in very quickly is Sheila Adams. She goes up, no. Rebound, back down by Carlson, no. Penguins with a rebound. Boy, I can't believe that was two or three shots on goal from very, very close range. And Dixie could not score. Janish turned it around, brought it back up. She's got the pink shoelaces on the Nikes. Mid-high on the Nikes, 1937. What kind of runners are you going with tonight, Pia?
The runners, I got to go Stephanie Carnes. Energy player, 5'1". She's got to be the Muggsy Bogues of the league, and she has a lot of energy for this team.
Carnes with the start tonight, 19.5. Three ball, Rocky left side, short. Back out of bounds off the rim. And nobody tried to chase it down. Penguins will retreat back off to our right. Penguins are attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. And that's the one Rocky went after. She couldn't get it to go. Gomes wears 32. That's O.J. Simpson's old number. No score yet, fans. 19:28 to go. Official timeout. They had to work with the shot clock. Women have the 30-second shot clock. Guys go 35, NBA at 25. 19:28 to go. And they're now going to have to reset the shot clock. Brandon Davis is on it, P-up. Penguin cheerleaders are in the house. Let's see, we got about 10 of them, 2, 4, 6, 8 of them, including DJ Spice.
Yeah, led by DJ Spice, the veteran of this Penguin cheerleading squad. But you gotta look at the veterans here for the Penguins, and with Kelsey Janish and Melissa Wise, two veterans you need to repeat on, especially the senior, Shauna Bryant.
Speaking of the cheerleaders, Gigi Gillard's in the house. She's their captain. Gillard, a DU alum. Gillard, one of the great Penguin cheerleaders in DU history. Here we go, fans. Back underway. They got the clock squared away. 19:20 to go. Clock rolls. Down low to Carlson. And a whistle. And Carlson walked with it, P-Op.
Yeah, a little shuffle of the feet. I mean, the big fella needs to learn how to use her feet in the paint to score some points for the Red Storm.
Clock rolls, 19:14. Janish brings it up after the inbounds from Melissa Wise. As P-Op mentioned, loaded house here at the Collins Center. Opening night for live home basketball. Penguins have been on the road all through the break. Class is back in session for the last 48 hours. And boom, a basketball game. Carlson now gets it down low. They work it in there to Brown. Jonna Brown with a three ball on the way deep. Loose ball, everybody's after it. Janish with a rebound. Janish fires it up. Left side, she gets it up to Carnes. Carnes fakes right, goes left, 360 spinner. Through the lane, outside Wise. 18:30 to go, no score yet, fans. Janish fakes right, goes left, dumps it off to Bryant. Bryant with the blonde hair in the bun. Carnes drives in, left side, 5'1", up and missed it. Missed it a little bit left. Looked very good for a long time. No score, 18-20. Penguins on defense. Now game one, doubleheader tonight. Guys scheduled to go off at 7:30 California time. Carlson with a rebound after Dixie shot the long three out of Maxie. No. Jumper from Brown. No. Brown hasn't even been close on the two shots. P-Op.
Yeah, checking in right now, 21. Shauna Viafuna. The Hurricane, 5'8" junior out of Utah.
Viafune Ua, let's see, it's Viafunua. She's in there, and the first score goes off by Maxie. From the right side, the easy runner, Adus. 17:50 to go, welcoming in all the listeners from Dixie State, listening back home in Utah. Now the Penguins on offense, off to our left. Janish gets it off left side. Carnes with a foot fake. Top of the key, back to Kelsey. She doesn't know what to do with it. She gets it off to Rocky. Nine on the shot. Gomes with the shot. Gomes a little bit short. Penguins can't get anything to drop. Luckily, Dixie's only scored once. And that's a jump ball. Penguins get it on the possession arrow.
That good awareness right there by Rock to get the jump ball for the Penguins.
Shauna on the inbounds, over to Kelsey. Soft side way over to the right. Nobody's over there except the fans. The entire right side of the court was empty. 17-18, off to our left. The Penguins attacking that southern hoop. Janish, stutter steps, got trouble. Gets it off to Ronke, left wing. No look to Wise, down low, too much. No rim, Bryant goes up, gets stuffed to death by Jonna Brown. Oh, Brown said no. Check it, that was Breanne Hill, the 5'10er. Here goes a long three ball from the right corner by Shanae Viafunua. She can't get it to go. Another shot on goal is missed. Penguins with the rebound. Carnes, left wing. Two zip. Carnes drives in. She's rejected by Breanne Hill. That's two in a row. All ball. Boy, that Hill is getting up there. Left side now, Dixie. Can't get anything to fall. Three ball by Maxie. No. On the left wing. Penguins with another rebound. Gosh, we're coming up on 4 minutes in. Dixie's going to sub in four because nobody can make anything, Penguins included. It's two zip, and we're almost 4 minutes in. Stolen away from Wise. Now it's one-on-one. Jonna Brown runs it in against Wise, swipes it away from Melissa, and then takes it the distance. Four zip, and the Penguins are going to sub in when they get a chance. Now a long three ball by Janish. No. That's Bronner who's getting ready to come in. Carnes hits the deck. Everybody falls. Shauna Bryan helps up Jonna Brown. And there's a timeout. So we will now go to Taryn Green in the stands. Where is she? Well, okay, 15:54, and we won't go to Taryn Green now. We can't do it. Our first bit in the crowd. And we'll try it again when we get a chance. All right. Well, you know, technical issues are part of the problem. And we'll try it again. We do have this new, very cool wireless microphone system in place. Piop, good job running over there and getting things straightened out. It won't be the last time. With 15:54 to go, fans, the end of the timeout has come. Game one tonight, a doubleheader. Tammy Bronner has entered the game. She is number 12. So Bronner's back in there now. End of the timeout. Ball in play. Red Storm brings it in. Out on the right wing. Ball was chucked over to Gabriela Rodriguez, a 5'5" sophomore out of West Jordan, Utah. Inbounds very quickly for the timeout.
So what the problem was is that there was a foul on Stephanie Carnes, and the referee is just trying to get the clock set. So the clock's set, and the ball will still be Red Storm.
Okay, and so if you have 15:51, just a couple of seconds rolled off. Here we go, fans. From right in front of the Penguins bench, overhead, inbounds, Red Storm, foot fake. Good move by Via Fanua. And then she throws it away into the hands of Melissa Wise. 15:40 to go, 4-0. Penguins trail. Now down low to Bryant. Oh, no, a perfect feed from Wise to Gomes to Bryant. And she was just a little bit too far under the hoop, and she couldn't get it off. Three ball on the way by Veronica Siqueiros, a 5'5" senior out of Phoenix. No. Penguins still trail by four. Almost 5 minutes in. P-Hub, do you have something to share with us? I don't know what that means. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. And the Penguins on the floor. And, oh, a heads-up play there by Shauna Bryant. She fell on the ball and called timeout before the Red Storm could get in there. So a timeout has come. Media timeout. We will be back 30 seconds from now.
And the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup. Two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
All right, 15:01 to go, fans. 15:01, we're going to have to switch this cord out right here, P.O. That one's bad. All right, here we go, fans. Bronner's got the ball on the inbounds. Five on the shot clock. Janice, she's got it. The shot clock did not reset. Kick out Gomes on the way. There's the buzzer. She got the rim. So no delay of game, but the bucket didn't fall. The Penguins have yet to score.
Still a very close game.
Yeah, very close. The Penguins have yet to score. There's an air ball chucked up there by Breanne Hill. Penguins down with it again. 14.5 to go, fans. 5.5 minutes of play, and the Penguins are scoreless. Oh, no, an easy runner on the left line out of Bronner. No, and that's Bronner's bread and butter. Right side, they work it down low. Uh-oh. Wise dives on top of Rachel Gines. Gines, a 6'1" freshman out of South Jordan, Utah. And that's Wise's first. Take it.
And Gines, 6'1", used the pump fake, and Melissa Wise just jumped up. And coming up to the box right now is Taki Takoi, the veteran, junior bio major, out of Taki Takoi, out of New Zealand. And here it comes, Red Swarm ball. Shot for three, and that is good by Gabriela Rodriguez out of West Oregon. And Kelsey is going to take it up the ground, and she's double-teamed, full-court press. And she has dropped to the ground. They're going to call that traveling when I saw a push by the guy in the white stripes. And back to Stu, your play-by-play man.
Thank you very much, Pia. You saw a push by the guy in the white stripes.
Yep.
Jack White or Meg White? 14:10 to go. 7-0 in favor of the Red Storm. Taki Takoi, number 25 is Takoi. She's come into the game along with Kimi Nakamura.
Nakamura, very known for her threes. Played in a three-point contest.
She is an excellent shooter, along with Mary-Kay Jankowski. She's come in. Jankowski, a comm major. In fact, she's going to be part of the radio squad this upcoming semester. You want to listen for her. Jankowski in there at 6 feet. John Brown now throws it away. Taki's got it. Taki on the runner. Taki goes soft side left. Oh, over to the left to Bronner. Kick out. Nakamura thinking about it. Bronner's top of the key. She goes down low to Mary. Oh, Mary Kate was held. And they didn't call it. Taki comes up with it. Thinking three balls. Nakamura. They get it over to. Now the Penguins work it down low. After Sean O'Brien had it, here's Bronner. Now to Bryant. Steps around Bryant on the way! And finally, the Penguins score a deuce. 13-15 to go, fans. It took the Penguins nearly 7 minutes to score their first bucket, 7-2, somehow, without scoring for nearly the first 7 minutes of the game. The Penguins are still in this thing, Piab, in a huge way. That's because Dixie's not scoring either. Dixie's had a lot more shots.
Just shows good Z by the Penguins.
That's a good point. Shot goes up, but it's waved off by Jonna Brown as Raquel Gomes gets ready to re-enter the game.
Now I want to go back to the last shot by the veteran, the senior Shauna Brunt. A simple pivot will give you the edge against big people. She's very small, but a simple pivot, little up and over, and that will be good for two.
Jankowski with the foul and the freebie by Jonna Brown goes down. NC2A basketball. And Dixie State sends in four freshies. And we'll get those to you. Right now, Hill's back in there. The shooter is Jonna Brown. Siqueiros is back in. And Sheila Adams, along with Maxie, makes them both. 9-2. Penguins with one score so far. With 12:45 to go. Bronner now right through her fingertips. Out of bounds. Oh, the Penguins with a break there. Sheila Adams hurled it across the court. Got right through Adams' fingers. Well, she didn't throw it to herself. Adams missed it. 9-2 Penguins trail. Bronner inbounds. Bronner's got it. Oh, Bronner tripped over her own foot. See if they call it inadvertent. Ooh, they're going to call it against Adams. But from this angle, Piotr, it looked like she fell over her own foot.
Yeah, she just fell over her own foot, tripped over, but luckily the Penguins catch another break.
That is a break. Nakamura on the inbounds, right under the bucket with the jumper talkie. Too much. Penguins just have too much juice. Everything's deep. 12 and a half now, fans. Left side with the runner. Oh, up and in, and it fell by Breon Hill, and that's a two ball. Jankowski brings it in to Bronner. Jankowski now makes her way across the timeline. Bronner, loose ball. 3-on-2. It's all Dixie. Lobbed up, left side, Mary Kate. Jankowski could have delivered one heck of a foul there, but she didn't. The score by Adams goes down, and now we'll go to the crowd with Taryn Green.
All right, we are in the stands. Now, tell me, what is different about watching a women's game versus a men's game?
I think women's basketball is a totally different game altogether, mentally and physically. You know, women are more physical. They like to do more fouls and stuff, and strategies are different all around.
Great. Thank you so much. Back to Stu.
All right. Good job there, Taryn. Don't forget your mic. 12-12 to go. 13-2. That worked out beautifully. We fixed all of our technical issues and got some live audience participation there. That was really cool. 12-10 to go, fans. Bronner with the ball. Inbounds across the timeline. 3-on-1 Penguins. Oh, no.
What a pass, but just mishandled by the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, Gomes had it at the baseline. She had a clean look over to Mary Kate. And it went. She threw it over Jankowski's head. And that's not an easy thing to do. Jankowski's in there. She's a six-footer with good hops. But Gomes. And now Dixie State works the exact same play down at the other end, only they made it look easy, where the Penguins made it look very difficult. And they score against the Penguins. It is now 15-2 as Janish gets ready to re-enter the game. With 11:53 to go, Piab and I will be back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time.
All right, here we go, fans. 11:53 to go. In between games, we'll have a little more music from our local spotlight artist, George Beckham. But for now, it's all DU basketball. Left side, Taki. Oh, three ball a little bit deep. 11:39, the clock rolls, 15-2. Penguins with a rebound. Janish, right side to Gomes. Gomes works it in down low against Shayla Martinez. Here goes, oh, the three ball by Shauna Bryant, no. And Bryant gets wrapped up with Martinez. And that Bryant, she is on it, P.F. She's just really very aware, thinking about stuff. When Bryant gets the ball, she'll fall on a call timeout. When they get the ball, she'll fall on it and get the jump.
I'm telling you, it's that veteran presence that Shauna Bryant has to lead this young squad to a victory here tonight.
Well, the Penguins better do a little bit better shooting if they want to even think victory, 15-2. And the Penguins have been playing poorly so far. To sugarcoat it, they've been terrible. But we're looking for big things here. Maxie with the ball on the inbounds. Gomes swipes across it. Can't get the rejection. 17-2 after Maxie buries it is. Janish brings it up. Left side, Gomes. Gomes is working hard against Carlson. Janish goes over to the right. Melissa Wise has got it. On the right elbow with a runner. Very softly, Wise gets it to fall nicely. 17-4. All the Penguins need is a little bit of Mo. 10:52, the clock rolls first half, 17-4. Carlson's got it across the timeline. She flips it back over to the point guard, Sheila Adams. Left side now over to Hill. Now driving it in from the baseline. Martinez, she gets wrapped up with Gomes. Gomes steals it away from her, but they're going to give it back to Dixie. Martinez out. Back in the game is Marcelina Greer. Grayer, a 5'10 junior out of South Jordan, Utah. She went to Copper Hills High School. And another problem with the shot clock. There we go. Now it's on 17 seconds. Referees are on top of it, Piop. Now they get it inbounds. Quick up and in. Thinking about it. Whistle travel. And the travel is called against Sheila Adams on the inbounds. Adams very anxious, Piop.
Yeah, a little shuffling of the feet. The point guard, Sheila Adams Jr., she knows how to do this in. She knows how to put it in the paint for a guard, but right now the Penguins have the ball.
Melissa Wise brings it in. The Penguins have 90 feet to go. 10.5 to go, fans. Just coming up on the end of the first quarter of play tonight. Doubleheader, NC2A style, from the Conlon Center. Taki baseline. Taki to Janish. After she turned around, Janish goes three ball. Air ball. And Shauna Bryant comes down with the rebound. Although, can you call it a rebound if it caught nothing? Piot out of bounds.
No, that's just a pass right there.
Okay, it's just a big looping pass.
Yeah, that's just a pass.
A big rainbow. Intended for rim. No rim. 17-4, Penguins trail. 10-14. And it's not the Red Storms playing so well. The Penguins have just been playing poorly, as indicated right there by the up and under by Janish. Janish from 3 feet, Piob. She missed it by a foot. You don't see that out of her.
No, you don't. That was a good feed by Stephanie Carnes, by the way, just to Janish.
Yeah, here's Carnes again. Carnes with an air ball. Kind of an underhanded hook. And I don't know why the overhead buzzer went, but they didn't call a delay of game. I'm not sure what's going on with that clock. Here's the runner now.
Oh, what a drive.
By Breanne Hill. Breanne Hill hits the deck. And the basket, they're going to score it, and she'll go to the line. Now, you'll notice, Piab, Breanne Hill's middle finger on her left hand is taped up like it's broken. It's got a splint on it.
Yeah. That must affect her shooting, but we'll see right now.
9:53 to go, fans. And the first one by Hill is the only one she gets, and it's a three-point play. And a good play there by Hill. Inbounds, Shauna Bryant, right side Taki, three ball on the way, deep. Again, Wise with the rebound. Wise wants to go back up with it. She resets. Janish three ball straight away. On the way. Yes! 20-7. 9.5 to go. The Penguins with moments of brilliance. And Shania Viafanua with the travel. It was a poor pass, and she sort of stutter-stepped when she grabbed it. 27, Penguins trail, 9.5 to go. Janish has got it right here in front of the broadcasting area. Almost stepped out of bounds, but manages to hold on to it. Now she throws it to Wise. Down low, Wise against Carlson. Up, up, up. It bounces and gets a DU bounce. And the Penguins have scored the last five, 20-9. Coming up on 9 minutes, fans, in the first half. Piob's going to have halftime extravaganza at halftime. That's why we call it the halftime extravaganza. 9 minutes exactly, and Carlson with a travel.
That's Carlson's second call on traveling. Carlson, she's a freshman, the senior, I'm sorry, 6'4" center out of Tuscan, Arizona. A senior having trouble in the paint with traveling, very rare to see here.
Tuscan, that's the sister city of Tucson, so I hear. 20-9, right side Taki. Janish, who just scored the large three, left side Carnes. 20 on the shot clock, down low Shauna. Shauna bangs her way in there, bottom of the rim, now bottom of the backboard, gets it back in her face. And they, what are they going to do here, Piab? Are they going to send Bryant to the line? No, she's backing up, and it's going to be Dixie Stay ball.
I guess the ball just hit the end of the backboard, and they're going to call it out, and it's going to be Red Storm ball.
20-9, Dixie bringing it up, Jonna Brown. She flips it up to Gabriela Rodriguez. Rodriguez out of West Jordan. Not East Jordan, but West Jordan, Utah. Over to Rodriguez, down low. Working it in is Hill. Finger roll Hill. Hill against Janish, good. 22-9. The Penguins had a little flurry going on there, P.A., but Red Storm starting to play a little bit better now.
Yeah, that splint on Hill's fingers not bothering her at all. You can tell that.
Yeah, you're right. The first 8 minutes of play tonight by both teams were just as bad as you can imagine. Now stolen away by Hill. Hill swipes it away from Janish. And Janish has it stolen away. Hill takes it the distance. One-on-one. Scores the two. And we'll go back to the stands now for Taryn.
All right, we are here with Tiffany. Now, tell me. You've only been here for 5 days. Do you feel that there's a lot of spirit on campus?
I do think there's a lot of spirit. You know, I'm somewhat friends with the Spirit Club girls, and I've seen what they do, and they, you know, go around, put up signs, make signs. They're spreading a lot of spirit around here, so I feel like I can feel a lot of the spirit here on campus.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany. Enjoy the game. Back to you, Stu.
All right, good job there, Taryn. Sounding very nice from the crowd. 24-9, fans. The end of the timeout has come. The start of this one was rough. However, things are getting better. With 8 minutes to go, here's P.O.
Well, first of all, I want to start off with saying shout out to my cousin Arlene Bougain. It's her 31st birthday. But by the way, the Penguins playing good basketball against a number 13th ranked team. Getting the big men to struggle here. You got traveling called on number 34, Erico Carlson, and now the Penguins will have the ball, and Stuart Hall is ready to say.
Stuart Hall?
Stuart Horn, I'm sorry.
Stuart Hall, those are the guys that make the greeting cards. Inside of 8 minutes, Piab and I are a little rusty tonight. We're just opening night here at the Conlin Center. We're both getting going. Right side, Taki. Foot fake, Taki. Nice. Down low, Shauna. Perfect pass to Coy. Two, Bryant, two! 24-11. Penguins trail, 7:45 to go. Maxie's got it on the up. She goes left side, hurls it across the court, gets it over to Siqueiros, goes top of the key. Siqueiros works it down, gets it in there to. Is that Carlson again? No, it's Rachel Gines. Gines walks with it, and the Penguins get it 7.5 to go.
Again, there's the Penguins' good D making these big men struggle, traveling again on Dixie State Red Storm.
And a timeout has been called for some reason, and I'm not sure why. Piab and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Throughout the 2011 season, soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
I am.
I am.
I am.
And we are your broadcasters tonight. 7.5 to go, 24-11. And the shot clock has been reset at 30. Taki on the long end. Takoi gets it to Janish. Way in the backcourt. Penguins have 10 seconds to get it across. She's used about 6 of them. Now the Penguins work it up. Noelle Roldan has entered the game. The 5'6" freshman out of Napa, Roldan. Last broadcast, Roldan got in there for a few minutes. Keep an eye on her, 7:23 to go. Ball ends up out of bounds. Penguins get it back, Roldan. Left side, Janish on the wing. Bryant thinking about it. Oh, Janish pinched it. Janish goes left side, Piavin, and goes down for two.
Yeah, she just held onto that ball right quick and then laid it up and in. Almost stripped, though, but held it with strong hands.
I don't know how the heck she held onto that thing. 7 minutes exactly, 24-13. Three ball on the way, and three ball by Adams. Last time these two teams met here at the Conlin Center.
Traveling.
Adams did a number on the Penguins, and now the Penguins bring it inbounds and travel with it immediately inside of 7, 27-13. And Maxie will bring it in.
Yeah, that's just a rookie mistake again by the freshman, Noelle Roldan. Shuffled the feet for an overhand pass.
Yeah, she went both hands over the head. You're right, she tried to heave it too far. And so to get the legs into it, she ended up shuffling the feet. Clock roll, 6:45, Maxie right side baseline. She's against Janish, playing some massive D. Oh, Janish slams into Veronica Siqueiros. I mean, she is drifting across the court, and Siqueiros hammered Janish, and hammered is the operative word here. And Janish is going to stay in there, Piot.
Yeah, Janish, she is the veteran leader for this team. Leading scorer last game, so let's see what she can do here against the Red Storm.
Janish on the inbounds from Taki. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins down by 14 at 27-13. Right side, Penguins have it now. Nolden in the corner. She tries to get in there. Red Storm says no. Top of the key, three ball. On the way, Kelsey. Oh, brother, Kelsey. Janish from 22 feet, and it falls. 27-16. That's the second three ball out of Janish. Good work there, huh, Pia?
Yeah, great three ball. And checking into the stadium right now, Rhea Filet-Lili, star volleyball player.
All right. Keep an eye. Oh, there's another walk called on Gabriela Rodriguez. Rodriguez now. Rodriguez looks over to the coach. She doesn't even know that she did it. But she grabbed that ball, went for the three ball, which fell, but it was waved off because Rodriguez shuffled the feet.
I'm telling you, it's the Penguins' defense. Fast, scrappy, they're small. Don't have a lot of tall people on this team. It's just defense, just like the Golden State Warriors, tall and scrappy.
So for the Penguins, Raquel Gomes has re-entered the game. And Wise will come out. Shelly Clermanco entering the game for the first time tonight with 6 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Brianna Chambers up on her feet now. Penguins have 5 seconds to get it in. They use 4.5 of them. Inbounds Nakamura from Wise. Inside of 6 minutes, fans. 27-16. Good move there by Nakamura to get the defender to fall off of her. That's Maxie. Left wing now, Nolden. Almost has it stripped away. She gets it back. Down low, Shelly. 360 spinner. Clermanco, yes. 27-18. Penguins with a smooth two ball there. And now the Penguins are on defense. They get it down low. Good head fake, Dixie. Three ball on the way from the right. No. And now the back up and in is put down by Maxie after the missed three ball by Adams.
That's just a simple no. Box out by the Penguins. And that's a bad pass by Nakamura, but gets it by Wise.
29-18. The Penguins are back on defense. Oh, brother. Falling out of bounds. Dixie State, Jonna Brown. She went behind the back to save it. And the ball went up and through the hoop. That doesn't count. It's got to go down through the hoop. She threw it up there, and somehow it went up and through the hoop. Bronner checking back into the game. 29-18. We're inside of 5:30. Wise out. Bronner back in there. Penguins have committed 14 fouls, two by the Red Storm. 29-18. Whistle blows. Ball in bounds. See Michaela Baskerville down there. One of the great Penguins in TU history. She's not playing on the squad this year, Baskerville.
Yeah, I would love to see Michaela as a coach for this Penguin squad, assistant coach.
That's a good call. She was a great DU in her day, and I think she would make a great coach. 29-18, she's a very patient young lady. Nolden, three ball on the way, no. A little bit short. That's the first short ball the Penguins have thrown up all night. Sheila Adams with a fast runner. Sheila Adams gets hammered by Bronner.
Now Bronner, again, the freshman, number 12. She is struggling right now, but experience is going to help. It helped Faria Faleilili, and it might help Bronner's here tonight.
Bronner's actually a graduate student, not a freshman, but you didn't miss it by much. 29-18, 5:09 to go. Piam and I are just getting going. It's opening night on the radio squad, too. So we're entitled to a couple of near misses tonight. Free throw by Adams, missed. And you don't see Adams miss very often. She's going to be one of your high-percentage freebie shooters, and that one is nothing but swish.
Yeah, the net barely even moved.
It really, nothing happened. 30-18, 5 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins on offense, Nolden. She brings it up.
Dang,
Noelle Roldan on the right side. Three ball Nakamura, missed it. Left, no! It fell in the left corner pocket. Big long two ball. I thought it was three, but it was only two. Penguins now on defense, working it with a jumper. Marcelina Greyer, I thought Greyer walked with it. Coach Nelson came up on his feet. He thought she walked with it, no whistle. Nelson and I were the only guys in the house that thought she walked, and now Shelley finally with a rebound, and the Red Storm could not score. Penguins on offense.
Shelley getting a lot of rebounds and a quick two-pointer in the last time, and she could get more playing time right now.
30-20, the Penguins only down by 10 now. They continue to cut into the lead after the funky beginning. Three ball, Nakamura from 24, no. That was a little bit long. Nakamura followed it in, got wrapped up with Breanne Hill. Hill got the ball. Hill out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Left side, thinking about it, Dixie. Way out on the wing, Adams wants to go. Instead, she dumps it in low to Brown. Very short range, no. Penguins with the rebound, Bronner up the right side. Uh-oh, stolen away again. Bronner, that Breanne Hill is tough. She stole one earlier from Wise and took it the distance, and now she tried to sneak in and steal it. And do we see Taryn Green in the crowd? Because I don't see her.
Well, enough with Taryn Green and more about Hill. Hill, with that splint on her left finger, has a lot of talent for this squad. And check it out. Leah is holding up the new sweatshirts for the Icebox. And you could order them only on Dominican.edu, or you could go to the bookstore as well. And the cheerleaders giving out free shirts. Stuart Horn getting his hand out, and he's trying to get one. And now Taryn Green.
No.
Has not been
spotted. I finally found her. She's there under T-Baby up there who's shooting. And by the way, fans, if you'd like to watch this live on the internet, you can do so. You just go to DominicanAthletics.com/live video, and for a couple of bucks you can watch Dominican basketball live on the internet. Of course, you'll hear Piam and I at the same time, and that's always kind of nice, I guess. I would hope so, but the point is you get to watch the Penguins live, and it's only a couple of bucks, and every cent helps Dominican Athletics. Here we go, fans, back underway. 3.5 to go. Driving it in from the right side against Shelley is Jonna Brown. No, Klimenko forces the issue in the turnover. Roldan brings it up. Noelle Roldan, a new recruit for the Penguins. 3:20 to go. Penguins on offense. Roldan with a foot fake in the corner.
Nice
down low to Shelley. Turns it around. Shelley flings it out to Nakamura, top of the key, Bronner. Bronner fakes right. Goes 360 now. Left side, 9 on the shot clock. It falls, and a whistle, and Bronner gets it to go. 3:07 to go, 30-22, and the Penguins will have an opportunity, a three-point play. Wait a minute now, there's some confusion. A timeout? How can you call a timeout? Does it not count? Bucket waved off? Holy cow, a timeout, fans. Radio.dominican.edu, Piam and I are back in 30.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain.
Here we go, fans. 3:07 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. Night number one. Our next broadcast, 48 hours from now. And we'll have a a guest color man that night, Gabe Leon. Thinking about coming to Dominican, he's going to be on the air with yours truly. That'll be Saturday night. Gabe and I will be here starting at 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Grand Canyon University will be in the house that night, 48 hours from now, live from the Conlon Center. Here we go, fans, back on the way. Ball's back in play. Oh, there's a runner and a travel, I believe, called by Breanne Hill.
And Breanne Hill, again, walk of the feet. That's just good guarding right there by Kimi Nakamura and the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, the Penguins really have forced a lot of turnovers so far tonight, 30-20, 2:45 to go. Keep an eye out for Taryn in case you see her, because I don't see her. Now right side Bronner goes into the corner, three ball. Oh, three ball missed by Nakamura. 2.5 to go. If you've got an eye on her, I trust you. Point her out when the time comes. Here's the up and under by Jonna Brown, and she kind of gets wrapped up with Mary Kate Jankowski. I like that defense by Jankowski. That's a good move. 2:18 to go. Penguins trail by 12, first half.
Jankowski, only a freshman, and I'd love to see her play more. Mary Kate.
Left side on the way. Three ball, Janish, in and out. She's got two trays so far tonight. Jankowski in there for the rebound and has it stripped away. Goes out of bounds, and the Penguins will give the ball back. Brian going to re-enter with Taki in place of Mary Kay Jankowski and who else? Who did Taki come in for?
Nakamura.
All right. 2:03 to go, fans. Penguin ball after the good work by Jankowski. And inbounds from Taki to Brunner. Taki left corner. Works it up to the wing. Nataraki down low as she breaks in towards the bucket. Down low, Bronner has it stripped away. No whistle. Loose ball. Everybody's going after it. Maxie comes up with it. Breanne Hill now. Jonna Brown's got it. She gets it off to Adams. Now down low. And a nice deuce by Erica Carlson off the window.
Erica Carlson again. Almost shoveled the feet there, but the refs didn't call it. And right now the Penguins ready to attack.
14-point differential now going into halftime with a buck and a half to go. Loose ball. Good play there by Maxie to break up the play, but then Raquel Gomes came in and batted the ball back to Janish between the circles. So the Penguins have it. Here's Brian on the elbow. 9 on the shot clock, up and under, too much. Again. Penguins now on defense. Maxie's got it left side. Low bounce pass, good move, up and under. And that Jonna Brown ends up on the floor. She flings one up from the baseline, Piop. She went under, up off the glass, back toward her, and it dropped, and she gets to go to the line. What a play.
And the dangerous Maxie is going to check out for Gabriela Rodriguez, who made a three earlier tonight's game.
Yeah, you're right. I like to get Maxie out of there. If you're a Penguin fan, you want Maxie out as much as possible because she is just ripping the Penguins tonight. Here's a three-point attempt by Jonna Brown after she got hammered under the bucket. No, it does not fall. 1 minute to go in the first half, fans. 36-20. Piano will have the halftime extravaganza. Want to stay tuned for that. Here's the up and in by Janish after the feed by Taki is good. 36-22, 45 seconds to go in the half. Penguins on defense off to our right.
Right now the Red Storm could go 2-for-1 here, Stu.
Gabriela Rodriguez flings it very high to Jonna Brown. And before Brown could let go of it, she's fouled by Raquel Gomes. Luckily for the Penguins, because it fell. Jonna Brown will go to the line. Shanae Viafanua is back in there now in place of Breanne Hill. Hill with the broken finger. Viafanua, no broken finger.
Broken finger or not, Hill is still a dangerous threat for this Red Storm.
Jonna Brown cans the first one. You don't have any broken fingers, do you, Pio?
No, I got broken toes, though.
Okay. 41 seconds to go. The second one falls. 38-22. And a whole bunch of new Dixie Staters have come in. We'll get those for you as we go here. Marcelina Greer has come into the game, along with Shanae Viafanua. She still in there. Gabriela Rodriguez re-enters. Now the Penguins on defense, left side. Three ball, Janish on the way. A little bit short. And Marcelina Greer with the rebound. 26 seconds to go. She flips it off to Rodriguez. Penguins, no pressure in the backcourt. So now they're just going to eat the clock going into the clubhouse. 17. Right side, 15. Shot clock is off, 12. Up, off the glass. Very simple move by Shanae Viafanua. And now the Penguins have got it. They bring it up, 7. 5 seconds. Bronner thinking 3. Driving it in, 2. Janish off the glass, short. Buzzer, Carlson with a rebound. That's the end of the first half, fans. 40-22.
Dominican University
Penguins
of California.
Going to have to get something going here in the second half if they want to stay competitive. Stay with us, fans. P. Ob and I will be back with the halftime extravaganza shortly. You're listening to DU Basketball on Radio. Dominican.edu.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to
girls find an open shot, take the jumper, and find the open girl. Dixie State is ranked 13th in the nation, and the only way to beat this Red Storm team is to move the ball to open players. And right now I'm going to send it over to my pal Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Op. Good job there, folks. No stats at halftime. You may have missed. You may have tuned in just for the halftime extravaganza, and as it turns out, no stats on opening night.
But you do get P-Op's keys to the game.
And frankly, I would prefer the latter. All right, here we go, fans. We're back underway. The Penguins attacking the northern hoop off to our right. Moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Here's a soft jumper by Melissa Wise to open up the second half. No, short. The Penguins were long on everything in the first half. Short here to open up the second half. Carnes has it kicked away. And I notice Stephanie Carnes' folks are in the house. They were on very early, our very first live from the crowd broadcast in our pregame. And Stephanie Carnes' folks were on the air. That was kind of nice. 19:30 to go, fans. Stolen away. Red Storm one-on-one. That's Jonna Brown. She goes up against Wise and scores the deuce. So she stole it, went coast to coast just against Wise. Easy bucket. 42-22. The Penguins trail. And the Penguins are really going to have to get it going here in the second half. I guess that's pretty obvious, huh, Piab? Here's Janish with the jumper from the left baseline. No. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. Out of play. Dixie ball. Maxie, who had a great first half against the Penguins, although since I have no stat sheet, I can't give you her exact numbers. Maxie throws it in. Penguins now on defense. Breon Hill goes left side, coast to coast again. And that's two big plays, Piop.
Yeah, she shook Stephanie Carnes. Stephanie Carnes tried to steal the ball away, but Maxie just, bam, took it right into the hoop.
Here's one from the right wing by Janish for 3. It bounces off the rim and up and hits the shot clock. Oh, look at what we just got. A whole bunch of stats. I'm going to let you hang on to that, peruse it, and jump in with important stuff when it comes time based on that stat sheet. Thanks to Joey Sullivan getting us the stat sheet. Better late than never, for sure. And I mean that with all sincerity. 18.5 to go, fans. 44-22. Maxie scores a 3 ball from the right wing. And Maxie, boy, is she something else. Timeout has been called by the Penguins. And how about a little bit of that stat action from Piab?
You're right now leading scorer for the Red Storm with 12 total points is Joanna Brown. She's 4-for-7 from the field, and she's 4-from-5 from the line. And right now for the Lady Penguins, if you want a star player, look at Kelsey Janish with 10 points in 12 minutes. That's magnificent. And she does have 2 rebounds. So she is hoping for a double-double. But not just that, she's hoping for the Lady Penguins to get a win here tonight. And later on off the bench points, it has been a struggle for the Lady Penguins. They have only gotten about 2 points off the bench, and that is from Kimi Nakamura. You almost have to acknowledge that the Penguins are playing defense with the number of turnovers these Red Storm had in the first half with 9 in 101 minutes. So right now, I'm going to send it right back to Stuart Horn, and he's going to tell you how the keys to the game for the Lady Penguins to beat this Red Storm team.
What, you're asking me for the key? I mean, at 47-22, let's see. Score more often. more defense. I don't know. Storm started to play well. Both teams started off, folks, if you joined us late in the first half or just here in the second half. This game started off with virtually zero scoring. There was one bucket scored by Red Storm in the first 5 minutes of play. None by the Penguins in that same time period. Then Storm started to play a little bit better. And the Penguins finally started to get something going with a couple of big trays out of Kelsey Janish. Right here in front of the broadcasting area, I mean within a foot of me, is Raquel Gomes. She throws it in. 18-10 to go, fans. Inbounds, Taki way out there on the left wing. 8 on the shot clock. Shauna, top of the key. Carnes driving it in. Janish, trouble on the way. There's the buzzer. Not a violation. Boy, she was within a half a second of a delay again. Penguins now on defense. Stutter step by Breanne Hill. Janish ends up on the floor. The foul is called against Janish. So not only, it's the double dip there, Piop. That's her first of the game. So not only did she pick up the foul, but she also ended up on her butt. And pretty hard, I might add. Now they work it down low to Carlson very quickly. Carlson, the 6'4" senior out of Tucson, scores from the right side right under the bucket. An easy deuce. 47-22. Did they not credit them with the score?
No, I guess not. But right now the Red Storm are blowing away the Penguins with this game.
Taki now throws it into the fifth row of the grandstands. No Penguins anywhere near it. There, they finally put it up on the board. I was surprised. I was going to say something. It took 30 seconds for them to put the deuce up by Dixie. Somebody may have mentioned something, but here's the deal. The Penguins are going to sub in 5, and here they come. Jankowski, Klermanko, Nakamura, Bronner, and Roldan.
They're trying to get a new look, trying to confuse this Red Storm to get away for this game.
So Roldan brings it in to Bronner at midcourt. Clock roll 17-20. Here's Bronner. Mary-Kate in the right corner. Now they throw it back out of bounds. Uh-oh, into the hands of Maxie, 5-on-4. Maxie goes over to the soft side. Up easy jumper by Sheila Adams. That's her bread and butter. No. And now the Penguins, oh, brother, Bronner comes up with it in the corner after a very poor pass by Roldan. Roldan threw it up, but there was one Penguin down there, 3 Storms, and somehow Bronner came up with it right in front of us now. They bring it in, the Penguins. 16-52, Roldan's got it. She gets it over to Kimmy. Kimmy straight away between the circles, drifts over to the left side. Shelley looks up on it, muffs it away, gets her own bounce. Now she throws it away into the hands of the Red Storm. Swiped away. Now the Penguins have it. Now back over to Sheila Adams, and she doesn't miss it this time. 16-and-a-half. Not one person in the entire house clapped when Adams knocked down the 2. But it's 51-22. I think the Penguin fans are asleep. And the Red Storm fans, I don't know why they didn't applaud that nice move by Adams. But none of them did. Not one. Stolen away again by the Red Storm from Bronner, swiped by Breanne Hill. Breanne Hill is something else on the defense. And she's good on D, and she's good at stealing the ball. Turnaround jumper by Carlson falls with a sky hook. Timeout, Red Storm. And now we'll go to the fans.
All right, we have Fred here. Now, do you think that there is an increase in school spirit here?
No.
How are we going to get it to be increased?
Get louder people here.
Yes, we need more people to come out and support our Penguins. All right, back to Stu.
All right, thank you very much, Taryn, from the crowd with the wireless. 53-22, 16:03 PM.
Right now, the Penguins struggling right now against this Red Storm team. The Red Storm is blowing the Penguins away at home. And the referees are doing a great job recruiting this game because apparently Dixie State has more turnovers than the Lady Penguins and more fouls. But right now the Penguins need to get their act together and deliver a victory for a packed house here in the Conlin Center.
Yeah, there are a lot of fans, but none of them are happy. Yours truly included, 53-22. After the Penguins came out flat, and I mean flat, like as in flat lining. They were dead meat the first 5 minutes of this game. Now Roldan brings it up to Mary-Kate.
shoot that.
Back down low. Roldan thinks about it. Doesn't want to shoot it. She had a clean look, just didn't take it. Brunner, 8 on the shot clock. Kimmy, 7. Drives it in. Wise. Muffs it away. It's not Wise. It's Roldan. Now they give it away. Muffed away by the Penguins. If you hang on to it long enough, you're going to do that. Grayer's got it. After the steal. Then into the hands of Gines. Gines gets called. No. It's called against Klarmanko. And that's the first against Klarmanko. And Coach Chambers has called a timeout. Piob, what say you, my friend?
I don't know. Klarmanko, number 15 for this Lady Penguin squad, is playing good basketball. And she deserves to play more, and she's a veteran leader. I think Klarmanko, a big body, should also team up with Raquel Gomes. These are two big bodies on this Lady Penguin squad. And if they do get together, you may look for some stops in the paint. And right now, the crowd is getting into Chili Penguin and the Lady Penguin cheerleaders.
Yeah, that's right. Chili is in the house. I'm always happy to report that. Now, Brandon Davis is up on the ladder because, Piob, it looks like we have a defective net on the southern bucket here at the Conlin Center.
It looks like he's cutting the net off just like when Duke won the national championship.
Oh, take it away.
Right now, there's a delay of game. Brandon Davis fixing the net for the Lady Penguins and Dixie State Red Storm. Tarion Green still in the house. And the Lady Penguins do have a delay of game with a big ladder in the house. We don't know what's going on. There's laughter in the stadium. We got Stuart Horn in the building. And we have Chili dancing along with the Lady Penguins. But right now, the Lady Penguins got to get focused on winning this game and not on Brandon Davis fixing the net. They're both matching up player by player. We got Kimmy Nakamura, Noelle Roldan, Shelly Klarmanko, and we do have Mary Kate Janikowski. Well, the ladder's out, and the Red Storm has the ball. Penguins matching up.
Bring me in.
And Stuart Horn is ready to go.
As I flip the mic on, 53-22, here we go, fans, after Brandon Davis fixes the net. Penguin foul is called on Nakamura. That's her second. The Penguins have committed 3. Red Storm playing a very clean second half, Piob, not committing any fouls here in the second half. Coming up on 15 minutes, fans. Driving it in from the right side is Gabriela Rodriguez. She hurls up a deuce, no. Roldan brings it down. We still have a quarter and a half to go. Roldan, no look to Shelley. Yes for 2. And the Penguins with a superb running play as Roldan hits Klarmanko. And the Penguins look perfect there. Is this the same team?
No, but did I just say Shelly Klarmanko? Team player, good player, number 15.
One of the best on the Penguins squad. Now, Brunner steals it away with the runner. Brunner off the glass, and she draws the whistle.
Stu getting excited for a three-point play. This is the first three-point play that the Penguins get to do here in tonight's game.
Well, you know, we haven't had a lot to get excited about. I am excited. That was a superb play by Brunner with the steal in the backcourt. She ran it in herself, drew the whistle. Now she'll go to the line. Brunner, the grad student, she'll get a chance to make it a three-point play. You get a few of those going, and the Penguins. And she does make the freebie, and the Penguins could get back in this thing, perhaps, 53-27. There's still 14 and a half minutes to play.
You just need more stops.
Well, you need more stops, and, you know, the problem here is the trend, Piob, as Klarmanko goes up for the rejection but catches too much wrist, and I think that's, it's called on Brunner? It's on Brunner, Piob. I thought it was on Shelley.
It seemed like Shelley had the ball, but Brunner had the wrist.
All right, they both went after it, and Breanne Hill with the broken middle finger on her left hand. Well, it's splinted perfectly straight, so I must assume that it's broken. 54-27. And she gets another one on the way. Backspinning, good. Red Storm pretty good from the line, Piob. Now Roldan brings it up. to Kimi. So the Penguins have to stop this trend is what I was getting at. So more stops, but this trend of the Red Storm. Uh-oh, and now the splint has come off of the hand, off of the left hand. It's a big, exciting moment as Breanne Hill reached in for the ball, and the splint on her broken finger came off, and it was lying on the floor of the Collins Center. 3 seconds to go. Penguins must get it off. They hit the rim, but they can't get it to fall. Carlson with a rebound. I wonder what she did with the splint. She's not wearing it now. Breanne Hill had the splint stripped off of her left hand. The broken finger and the middle finger. Raquel Gomes gets ready to re-enter. Now the Penguins give it away as Maxie steals it. Bronner reaches in and swipes it back, but a whistle.
And that splint on the finger may just be a pregame ritual. Plays it in the first half, takes it off in the second.
No, it came off as she was attempting to block the play. She threw it over to the sideline, and I just saw her run over right in front of the ice box and pick it up. Now she retreats to the bench. She'll go out, 55-27, Penguins trail. Backcourt, Dixie brings it up. Overhead baseball heave. Jonna Brown's got it. Left side off the glass. Brown. Brown scores it and then slams headlong into Roldan.
Roldan, I like the effort from this freshman. Good ball handling skills. Needs to work on some passing, but I know she can score early for today's game.
Now the Penguins on defense. Dixie throws it away, Dixie. So Wise is back in the game in place of Roldan. Roldan with some good minutes tonight. As Piab mentioned, 57-27. That's the problem.
Now here's the 1-2 combination of sophomores, Stephanie Carnes, Kimi Nakamura.
Mary Kate filling up the middle, but she's going up against Carlson, and that's a tall order. Mary Kate with a turnaround jumper. Mary Kate off the glass! Scores a big deuce. Brings the Penguins within 30. Anything's going to get us excited.
Yeah, we need something to get excited.
Yeah, apparently so. Sheila Adams' three ball with the answer on the left wing. Good.
Yeah, that's not going to get us excited.
Still. Ouch. 60-29.
But let's see if the Penguins can answer. Three ball, Nakamura. No.
A little bit deep. Take it.
And here come the Penguins on defense. Dixie State ready to fly. Lays it up and out. And rebound, her own rebound is Jonna Brown. Brown back to Adams. Passes over to the corner to Maxie. Drives the lane, passes it off. No. No shot. Maxie back up top. We'll give it over to the 7-footer, but passes it up to Shauna Martinez. No rebound by Raquel. And Stephanie Carnes will pass it up top with the Mohawk. Is Melissa Wise up and in. That's a jumper from the elbow. Melissa Wise getting ready, getting the crowd involved. Kimi Nakamura and Melissa Wise doing a half-court press. And Adams just going to run out, trying to run the clock out. Adams crosses over. Melissa Wise seems like the Penguins are running a man-man defense. Here comes the drive and the foul. Jonna Brown gets a trip to the line, the 6-foot sophomore out of Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know things are rough when they're trying to run out the clock and it's not even the end of the third quarter.
Yep.
All right, we are going to go to the stands. Here's Taryn in the audience.
So, Audrey, how is this game going? What's the mood like here at Conlin?
There is a lot of energy from the fans. The girls are fighting very hard. Unfortunately, we're like halfway behind in points. We're losing 60-31, but it's not like DU to just give up, so we're going to keep going.
Great. Thank you so much. Now back to Stu.
All right. Thank you very much. Taryn from the crowd. Piab and I will be back in 15 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself, surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way?
Pride.
Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
All right, fans, you are listening to Penguin Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Now with more play-by-play, here is Piab.
Lady Penguins playing D against the Red Storm. This is DJ Piab, known as Patrick Hiyab-Yab, alongside my buddy Stuart Horn, and ready to shoot the J.
for free throws is John Brown out of Las Vegas. First one's good. Looks like they're shooting better free throws than the men. I don't want to say that, but it's true. Here come the Red Storm. Shoots number two is good. Make the first one, always make the second, because the first one, you always know when you're off. It's either you're a bit too short or a bit too long. You can make your adjustment, but if the first one's good, no adjustments made. Melissa Wise ready to take it out, and the Red Storm doing a full court press, trying to confuse the Penguins, and Carnes, the point guard, gives it to the forward to run the team right now is Melissa Wise.
You know, that assessment you made, a comparison about the free throws, really made a lot of sense.
Wise takes it up and is fouled. It's an offensive foul, and Dixie State will have the ball. It's a foul on Melissa Wise. Use her offhand. And right now, doing some communication in the house is Stephanie Carnes with Coach Brianna Chambers. And it looks like the Penguins are over the limit. Seven fouls. And the dangerous, and I mean dangerous, Brianna Hill is ready to shoot the free throws. Brianna Hill, senior, 5'10", out of Harrisburg. Oh, man, when Brianna Hill gets out, I'm sorry, Brianna Hill, if she leaves, this team's going to miss her a lot. She's a big carrier for this squad. Second was good. Lady Penguins ready to get the ball back rolled in. I'm sorry, that's Janish. And Janish is going to run the paint. Janish calling a play, yelling it out, using her offhand, pushes off, takes the lane. Oh, and she is hacked. Both people fall on the floor, on the ground. Both Jonna Brown and Kelsey Janish fall on the ground. And that's the only second team foul on the Red Storm ladies. And Kelsey Janish gets a trip to the line. It seems like the Penguins outfouled. I'm not going to say outscored. They outfouled the Red Storm in this second half, 7-2.
Yeah, I guess you could say Red Storm is playing a very clean second half, but the Penguins are sort of panicking, and I think that's where a lot of those fouls are coming from.
Or it could just be that this is a 13th-ranked team that's just manhandling the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, could be that. In fact, but it's likely that.
There's a great rebound by Klermenko, and Janish is going to run point. Stephanie Carnes cutting and looking for a play is Melissa Wise, who cuts, and Shelly Klermenko is going to run the paint. Klermenko finds possession, passes off to Wise, stripped by Hill, but Klermenko gets it again, and Janish for three, no siree, but rebounded, and the Penguins get two right away. Melissa Wise, I heard him, that was her. Wise wipes the sweat on her jersey, and she's ready to come back for D.
That's a great putback there by Wise, in perfect position to finger roll it right back in. Should the three ball miss, it did. She was there. Boom.
Right now, it looks like Dixie State running a triangle offense. Point guard on top, two guard on the side. Triangle offense, you can see it. Two on the corners. And the turnover right now is by the Lady Penguins. Here comes Janish. On the substitution table is Taki Takoi and Kimi Nakamura. We're going to see who they will substitute for. But right now, Lady Penguins have the ball. Stephanie Carnes using her offhand. Gets some movement. Gets pressured. Over to Shelly Klermenko. And no, sir, a fadeaway is no good. Dixie State with the rebound. And Hill, who's been killing the Penguins all day, passes it off for a three ball to Verona Sikouris. Hill has the ball, and she's sizing up her man. That's Melissa Wise. And here comes Gabriela Rodriguez. Made a three earlier. And there's a push, and they're going to call it on Stephanie Carnes, and that's a dead ball. And here comes Mary Kay. Here comes Kimi Nakamura. Here comes Taki Takoi. And sitting around the corner are two, and I'll repeat it, two Red Storms. Right now, you're saying good hustle on the sides of the Lady Penguins, and they've been hustling all game against a 13th-ranked team. Now, Stu, I don't know, are you impressed with the Lady Penguins after their performance on the 13th-ranked team?
No.
Well, he's not.
I don't know what else to say. They're good. Red Storm's good.
But they're beatable.
Well, they're playable. In that first half, just killed it for the DUs tonight. I mean, it's almost like the Penguins were intimidated. And you don't see that much out of any Coach Chambers team. But that's exactly what they looked like in the first half. And if you disagree, then let's talk about it. But, man, oh, man, I can't get over how bad the Penguins were in the first half. I don't care if they're playing 13th. So at 13. You know? So they're 13th. The Penguins ought to be 13th as far as I'm concerned. And they're never going to be 13th playing like this if they're afraid, if that's in fact what it was. Now, if, you know, everybody's going to have an off night now and then, but the Penguins have been on the road. They've been playing a lot. I expected the DUs to come out tonight and be sharp. I don't know. What did you think coming into this?
I just expected the Penguins to get more open shots, to shoot more threes just like that. It doesn't matter if you miss. You're playing a 13th ranked squad. I expect more shots from this Penguin, Lady Penguin offense.
I don't know. I have mixed emotions about the whole shooting the threes thing, because then the Penguins get pigeonholed into that, you know, they're a three-point shooting team, and all of them are from 25. And they're not smart threes. Not that the Penguins aren't shooting smart threes. They've shot plenty of them tonight. The problem is they haven't made a lot of them tonight.
I'm a fan that loves to see the offense get to work. That's why I love the Golden State Warriors. I like the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just love watching offensive games.
I am impressed so far with Jankowski and Roldan. They both played pretty well tonight so far. And we haven't gotten a chance to see him much. Don't forget who?
Janish, the team leader, Janish.
Well, of course. I've been watching Kelsey Janish for a couple of years now, and, you know, it goes without saying she's a tremendous leader for the Penguins. Always fun to see Janish play because she's so good, she's so intense, she makes the first one here. But I'm just talking about the two newbies in Roldan and Jankowski.
Yeah, we're all trying to look for a diamond for the rough. When Kelsey Janish is gone, the Penguins got heavy shoes to fill. And here comes Kimi Nakamura, but fouled by Keisha Cox, the senior out of Kansas City.
You know, when you say about filling the shoes as we have a timeout, the ball went out of play. It, you know, 11 years on the air following Penguin basketball, I got to tell you, Piop, it's always that way. You've always got great leaders in the senior class, and they always leave. And that's the tough part about it. Back to Piop.
Yep, and you know what, I'm not afraid to say this. We got a great recruiting class in Terry Toomey, and he knows how to do scouting. He was a scout for the 49ers, scout for the Broncos, and now he's a scout. And the operation, I'll say president of operations here for the Dominican Penguins. And I'm proud to say it. I'm a fan of the Toomster. I'm a fan of what he has brought to Dominican. And I'm looking forward to what he can bring next year for every sport for the Lady Penguins and men. And right now we got a media timeout, and we're going to bring it over to Taryn Green, Green Tea.
Nope, she's going to take it until the next one. Fans, you are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Stuart Horn, Piop, radio.dominican.edu.
What are you talking about? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball. End of the timeout has come. 66-35 for those fans who've made it this far. Piop and I want to say thank you. Because at this point in the game, in a blowout match like this one, a lot of times people will go and you know, find something else to do. Not us, though. We're always here to the end. Die hard, DU fans. Calling the game tonight on radio.dominican.edu, and here is Piop.
Well, about that trip, the Carnes family traveled 50 minutes from Fremont every game when Stephanie Carnes plays some ball. And they're in for some good ones and in for some bad ones.
But after that, Kimi Nakamura knocks down a 25-foot three. And like I said in the beginning of the game, she's the hot shot shooter that the Penguins always look for. But back to the Carnes family, they travel 50 minutes from Fremont every time Stephanie gets to play some basketball. But right now, Hill takes it to the house. No, rebounded by Shauna Bryant. Kimmy's going to run the break. Kimi slowing down. She puts it over to Takoi. Takoi to Mary Kay Janikowski from the baseline. No, and it's stolen. Janikowski back to Takoi. Right now, the crowd's into it. Giannis back to Nakamura. Ball on two hands, and there's a defensive foul. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's an offensive foul, and that's on the vet, Shauna Bryan. That's her second personal. 9-team foul. That's a trip to the line. It should be, because the Lady Penguins are over the limit. Right now, the Red Storm just going to take it out of bounds.
No, wait a minute. The Penguins have only committed 9. Are you talking double bonus, or was that the 10th?
That's 9.
But 9 is not 10. We go double bonus at 10, and the Penguins have committed 9.
Oh, there's a long home run pass to Hill, and Hill lays it up and in. Touchdown, Red Storm. And here comes Janish. Janish going to do a little pass over to Nakamura. Nakamura back to Roldan. Back to Janish. Janish, oh, it looked like she walked, got away with that. But Roldan back to Nakamura for 3. No, sorry. And the Red Storm, it seems like the Red Storm was tipped last, and it is Penguin ball. And here's a coat off from the Red Storm. She's really fiery. She's storming the referees right now, yelling with intense anger. But the Penguins seem to be more angry than the head coach of the Red Storm. And yeah, the head coach of the Red Storm is Angela Christensen. And yes, yeah, she has a record of 49-33 for the Red Storm. But back to the game. Nakamura passes back to Roldan in the paint to Klimerko, back to Nakamura. Giannis moves the ball. To Klimerko up in, no. Running the break right now. Takes a two-step drop. Back over to Adams for Deuce. No. Rebounded by Hill. I'm impressed. She has an all-around game. She could rebound. She could shoot the J. But she travels. That's the only part of her game I don't like. And she's talking to the referees, complaining. That's bad when you're already up by 30 points. Nakamura will bring it back to Roldan. Roldan calls a play. Back to Giannis. Giannis spin moves to Roldan. That's a 3. And no, just short. Rebounded by Dixie State. And Adams going to take it up court. Adams over the back, trying to do a little showboating. Checking into the game is Gabriela Rodriguez, and she will while there's a foul on Klimerko. Yep, Klimerko, I got it right, and here comes Rodriguez. Gabriela going to check in for Hill, and getting playing time is Shayla Martinez, senior out of Las Vegas, Durango, Las Vegas. And shooting deuce right now is Jonna Brown, and yes, Stu, we are in double digit with 10 fouls. Double bonus. And the first one was good. 69-38 here in the Conlin Center. Red Storm leading. Myself, DJ Piob, alongside Stuart Horn. Coming up next is going to be the men trying to snap the 14-game losing streak today against Dixie State. Giannis going to go up court. Giannis looks like she's being banged up in the paint. Got a big bruise on her left leg. Hope that didn't affect her for today's game. Apparently did not. She's in double digits on points. Roldan for 3. No. Now, these are low percentage shots by Roldan. She's a guard. She's a point guard that should be taking it in more. But here comes Rodriguez. Passes to Shayla Martinez. Martinez has the ball. Mid-range jumper. Shot that like Marion has a weird unorthodox style of shooting. But there's a foul on Dixie State, and the Penguins will have the ball.
I could have sworn that was on Jonna Brown. Yeah, in fact, it was. She got in there with some massive defense, swatted the ball away, but picked up a foul. And that's the 6th committed by the Storms. Penguins in the double bonus. Here's Piop.
Yep, Penguins on double bonus. Five more, then Dixie State will be on double bonus. But Nakamura with a three ball. Incredible. 70-41.
Nakamura heaves up the big tray from the corner. Boy, that was pretty. Big majestic arc. Nothing but swish. Penguins still trail by 29.
Very rare to find a shooter like Nakamura. She's a streaky shooter, too. Give the ball to her next time. Huh. But that's just laid up and in by Jonna Brown, 6 foot sophomore.
Jonna Brown can make it happen. Back to the stands. Here is
Terrence. All right, we have Jillian here. So do you think that there is much school spirit going on here at Dominican?
I think there is, just because everyone's supporting the teams, all the sports teams, and it's growing. So
great. Thank you so much. Are you going to stay for the men's game, which is in less than a half hour from now?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to support the men's and support my school spirit.
All right, great. Back to you, Stu.
All right, thank you very much, Taryn, from the stands. 4:12 to go, 72-41. Penguins starting to play a little bit better here late in the second half, but they're still getting creamed by the 13th-ranked Dixie State. Red Storm. Janice will bring it in, and bringing it in for the radio team, here's Piop.
Not to mention, Jillian Rodrigo, she is DJ Sugar for radio.dominican.edu. But here, back to the game. Kimi Nakamura going to run it. Back over. A pass to Roldan. Looking physical. Elbows out and all. Shoots a three. And she's ready to let go. Well, she's making me eat my words. She makes a three ball. She's 1-for-4 from the three-point line. 25%. Clemerson, good D. And that's going to be DU ball. Clamerco. And there's another media timeout.
Well, you know what that means. We're the media. So let's take a timeout. Piop and I will be back in 30.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu.
For DU basketball. Live from the Conlon Center, 3:42 to go. Here he is, folks. The sophomore broadcasting sensation, Piop.
Right now, I want to make a shout-out to my other cousin, Arlene Bouillon's sister, Marie Bouillon, who's 5 months pregnant. Congratulations, and I'm going to be an uncle. But here comes Noelle Roldan calling a play. And the Lady Penguins are ready to play. Oh, that's just tipped away by Shanna Villafuana. And Rodriguez gonna split two defenders. Splits off Roldan, splits off Nakamura. She's getting pressure, but she's got good handling skills for a point guard and feeds the open man. And great layup by Rachel Gines. The Penguins now have the ball and they're gonna push it. We're gonna see the moves of right now. Kelsey Ganesh, who passes over to Nakamura. Ganesh up top. Good spin move. So Nakamura for three. Is this in? Yes, it is. Did I say streaky? I did mean streaky. Kimi Nakamura nails a three and cuts the lead by about 30. Here come the Lady Penguins. On D. Roldan guarding Rodriguez. Back to the big six-footer. Gines, 6'1". And they're going to pass it over. Tavia Fuana lays it up and out. And there's Clamerco. And there's a whistle right now, and it seems to be against... Yep, it seems to be against the Red Storm.
On.
And Jankowski, Mary Kate, return for the Penguins. Nakamura seems like she's going to get the ball, and she will. There's 2 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game. 74-47, Penguins losing. DJ Piop, Stuart Horn in the house. Coming up next, men at 7:30. Basketball here in the Conlin Center. There's Browner. Brower passes over to Giannis. Giannis, baseline up and out. Rebounded by the 6'1" player out of South Jordan. That's Rachel Gines. Fast break.
It's to Rodriguez. That, been that story all night. Just easy shot for Giannis. I mean, by her standards, that was an easy shot from the baseline. Very close. Short.
And there's a hold on the Red Storm, so it's going to be DU ball. And check it out on the stands, David Mendez, Ellie Mendez's younger brother, star soccer player for the men. Brower, inbounded by the Penguins. Brower takes it up. She'll dribble about, calling the play. She's a backup point guard for the squad. Brower, looking, playing, drives, on her offhand. Passes over to Nakamura. They're trying to feed her a three one more time, but it's not working. So Bryant in the paint, lays up. No. And there's a jump. Oh, no. There's a foul on the Penguins right once the ball came down. Mary Kate just grabbed Rachel Gines. That's Gines. Trip to the line. And that's Mary Kate Jankowski's third personal foul. And the Penguins are over the limit. And look at the Red Storm men ready to get warmed up with 1:03 left in this game. Seems like there's no point for the Penguins catching up. 74-47, 1:03 left in the game.
Yeah, that's kind of a tall order with 1 minute to go.
Yeah. Unless it could be like Tracy McGrady and score 13 points in 30 seconds, but that. Still just 13 points.
Yeah,
not going to happen.
You got to do that three times.
Yeah. And here comes Kimi Nakamura.
Even for the mighty DUs. If any team could do it, I think we could.
Yeah. Or the San Francisco Giants. That's why they won a World Series.
Good call.
But here comes Giannis, rims out. This is a really tough game to watch for the Lady Penguins. We know they're better than this. They're better at shooting, especially at home. All these missed shots are just a downgrade for the Lady Penguins. Rodriguez trying to shake off Giannis. Rodriguez, a great backup point guard. I love her ball handling skills and her passing. That was just a great pass to Rachel Gines, who passes it off to Keisha Cox for a mid-range J. The house is getting packed in the Conlin Center. Well, 8 seconds left. Then the men will play. And Shauna Bryan makes a pointless shot. 76-49.
Well, I can't say it's pointless. A nice little sky hook with 1 second to go, fans. That is the end of the game. Piob, I have an idea of what you thought of the game, but I don't know. Do you think the men will have any better chance coming up here?
This is the thing. The men have a very serious look on their face. Because they want to stop this 14-game losing streak. It's got to end today. And that was said by Adam Chavez. The streak starts today. And when means streak, he means winning streak.
Piob and I will be back with the men's game. Scheduled to tip off in 20 minutes exactly. I suspect it'll be a few minutes after that, considering they need a little extra time to warm up. But we'll have every last shot coming up very shortly on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
I was a loser from the start, but I let myself go do it, even though I knew it's gonna break me.